Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of building blocks, we were talking about presenting the plan of salvation at the bottom of page 26. Let's continue with that thought today. Foundation for the Bible stands. So, my friend, understand God loves you, and God wants to save you from the power and penalty of your sin. So, first of all, let them know God loves them. Secondly, let them know all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:10 says, "For as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." In God's sight, there is none righteous. Matter of fact, Isaiah 64:6 will say that all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags in the sight of God. You see, we're not measured about how much better we are than some other person. We are measured by Jesus Christ, okay? So Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Jesus Christ is the glory of God. Now, people like to find the hypocrite in the church and say, "You know what? I'm as good as they are." I don't know why they compare themselves to hypocrites. Why don't they compare themselves to the Apostle Paul if they want to do that to a Christian, or some great man of God who's preaching the word and souls are getting saved and lives a pure and holy life? They don't compare themselves to them. And yet, they're not the ones to compare themselves to. Jesus Christ is the standard. It's His righteousness. We are accepted in heaven by His righteousness, not our own or not any other person. So again, we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. That glory is Jesus Christ. And we've all sinned and come short. And the idea of come short of the glory of God means we continually come short of that glory. So we're all sinners. God loves us, but we're all sinners. And then Romans 6:23 tells us, "For the wages, what we've earned, what we've got come to us, and we'll be paid it, for the wages of sin is death." That is, you go to the place called hell, the lake of fire, in eventually without Christ. Now, the word death does not mean ceasing to exist. It has never meant that. Since we are created in God's image, you and I have a spirit. That spirit at physical death leaves this body, and it either goes to heaven or it goes to hell. So the wages of sin is death. Final, complete separation forever from God in the lake of fire. And He said the wages, what we've earned, of sin. He didn't say a big sin. He didn't say a certain kind of sin. He didn't say a whole lot of sin. He just said, "For the wages of sin is death." Remember, in the garden, and we read that in Romans 5:12, "Wherefore, by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death has passed upon all men, in that all have sinned." So, Adam and Eve, they just ate of a fruit they were told not to eat of. Kind of like you telling a child not to get any candy out of the bowl before supper. Okay, that they did, and the wages of that sin was separation from God. Now, He said, "In the day you eat thereof, you shall surely die." They didn't; their body didn't die that very moment, but their spirit was separated from God, and their body began to age. Now, they'd live a whole lot longer in that day than they do today, but nonetheless, Adam and Eve both died physically. And it'd only be through Jesus Christ that they could have a Savior. It'd be only through Jesus Christ that they could be delivered. And so they needed a Savior. And so again, we're just trying to point out that all men need a Savior. All who sin come short of the glory of God. Revelation chapter 20, verses 14 and 15 says this, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So, that's the wage. That's the lake of fire that's forever, never ceases to exist. You never cease to exist in it. You never escape it. It's forever. So God loves man, but man, number two, has sinned, come short of the glory of God, and the wages is death. That is, the wages of sin is to go to hell forever and ever. For the wages of sin is death. However, that's Romans 6:23, the first half of the verse. The second half of the verse is, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So, what we've earned is to go to hell, but what God wants to give us is eternal life. We don't earn it. It's a gift. Hell's wages have been earned. It is our just reward. Every one of us deserve to go to hell. But on the other hand, this gift of salvation is a gift of God. Again, we read in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So again, God loves you. Man is a sinner, okay? We've all sinned. We've all come short of the glory of God. So we have sinned and come short of his glory. And the wages of sin, number three, is to go to hell. Then number four, God's gift is eternal life. Now, the fifth thing is that we must believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross for our sins and was buried, dying for us, and then 3 days later, he bodily rose from the dead, having conquered death and hell. That's why Revelation 1:18 says that he has the keys of hell and of death. And by the way, he not only has the keys of hell and of death, we know also that we're accepted only in Jesus Christ. Now, that's the only way I'm going to get into heaven is through him. You see, in Romans 10:9, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, the Lord Jesus. Lord speaks of his deity. Jesus was God come in the flesh. Okay? So, Lord Jesus speaks of his humanity. He's the one who died on the cross, paying our penalty in our place. He was a perfect sacrifice. He was without sin. So you're believing that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. Now again, we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God, so it's not our righteousness. It's the righteousness of Jesus Christ, the perfect sacrifice. So we're believing unto his righteousness. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. We call upon him to save us. For Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, this is the gospel. Now, you hear people say, well, what is the gospel? I think the best explanation of the gospel, that is, the word gospel means good news, is found in 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which ye have received. Okay, it must be received, by the way. John 1:12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. So it must be received. You must believe it. See that you need it. And know that he's the only way to be saved. So he says, declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand. You are standing on it. You're basing your eternity, putting the trusting of your life into it. Verse 2 says there in 1 Corinthians 15, by which also ye are saved if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which also I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And verse 4, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Now, I'll go on to say about all the people that saw him after his bodily resurrection. The bodily resurrection was just as important as the cross, because that guarantees our resurrection and eternal life in heaven. Now, so we must believe that, yes, he not only shed his precious blood on the cross for our sins, but he rose up from the dead 3 days later, conquering death and hell. And number 6, we must believe with a heart. That is, we must turn from our sin and self, trust in Christ and not our works, or working our way to save ourselves. Now, this is humbling oneself to say, I'm a sinner who deserves to go to hell. I don't deserve salvation. I don't deserve heaven, but I take Jesus Christ at his word concerning salvation. Therefore, I call upon him to save my soul. Now, don't forget, Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Says repentance toward God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. That's Acts chapter 20, verse 21. Chapter 3, verse 19 tells us to repent. It says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord. So you repent, you turn from yourself, you change your mind about, I'm going to make it my own way, I'm going to do this. You turn and you give yourself to Christ. Now, I was sharing with somebody just today, before I recorded this, that I repented when I got married. And my wife repented when she married me 50 years ago. Now, you say, how did that happen? You repented on that very day. That's when it gets, no, I'm illustrating repentance. Now, I dated some other girls before I met my wife, and probably one or two of those I could have married. My wife dated other men before we got married, and she could have married a whole lot more men than I could have women. Okay. So she was just a tremendous woman, still is, but we repented. We're turned from all others to turn to this one. We're turning from ourselves and anything else. We're turning to Jesus Christ. That's repentance, to turn from, but it's also to turn to. We're turning to Jesus Christ. That's why Acts 17, 30 and 31 says, God commandeth all men, not just some, all men, everywhere. That's why it's whosoever will can be saved. God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Why? Because he's appointed a day in which he will judge the world by that man that he ordained.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible.